You're listening to Confidently She, a podcast bringing a fresh, encouraging perspective on what it means to be a woman. And while it's okay to not be okay, I believe there's a way to walk through any stage of life with a confident perspective. So the last few episodes, I was talking about dating and dating apps and relationship stuff and being single and all of that. And I think that it's really important for me to talk about that right now while I am single, because it's so much in my heart and on my mind. But that brings up another interesting point for me that I need to expand on. And it's a concept of building a life for yourself outside and separate from a relationship. And the reason you can do this if you're in a relationship or if you are single is because, well, quite frankly, you never know when you're going to be single again. You could be single again tomorrow. And don't be like, oh, well, Rebecca, I'm married. Okay, well, sorry, but like, what if your husband dies? Okay, like, obviously we don't want that, but it happens. What if he dies? What if your boyfriend breaks up with you? What if your fiance leaves you? Okay, now you're single again. So literally, like, I don't think people realize, like, you know, things change quite quickly. And if you're not thinking, if you're putting too much pressure and too much focus on your relationship or on a potential relationship, if you're single, you are missing out on literally everything else that life has to offer. Women, ladies, girls, come on. Like, and you know, the reason why I can say this is because I used to do this, right? Like, I used to focus all of my time and energy and effort into my relationship. I am a really great girlfriend. I was a great fiance. I'm a great person to date. Like, I'm very caring. I'm very encouraging. I put a lot of effort in. And that's great on one hand, but the other side of that that you need to be mindful of and you need to manage is don't get swept up in it. Don't become so dependent emotionally, financially, spiritually dependent on this person that you literally couldn't function without them. You don't want a codependent relationship. And when you're single, you definitely don't want to just be like constantly in, ooh, is that going to be my boyfriend mode? Because then you're missing out on all the other people who maybe won't be your boyfriend, but are really great people to know. So you have to build a life outside, beyond a relationship. And this applies to every single person listening. So you can't be like, oh, I'm not single, so no, I'm not going to listen to this one. You can choose to not to listen to it anyway. I mean, obviously, you do whatever you want. But you need to be thinking about this, because literally at any point, you could be single again. You're dating someone, you're engaged, whatever. You guys could break up. And if your whole world is wrapped up, intertwined together in that, it is going to be devastating. And I know you know who you are. There are some people listening who the reason why you are still in the relationship you're in is because you don't know what you would do without that person. Yeah, they don't treat you that well. Yeah, you don't get along great with their family. Yeah, your friends don't like him. But, you know, it's a lot more comfortable to just continue on, because at least, you know, we have our routine and we have our friendships and we have an okay vision of what the future could be like together. And like, it's not bad. And honestly, deep down, you're just terrified of being alone. But few things to that. You are always alone and you are never alone. So when I say you are always alone, I mean, At the end of the day, it's just you anyway. Like I said before, your husband could die. Your boyfriend could break up with you. Your kids could die, all right? Like, I don't know. Like at the end of the day, you are all you've got. You're the only person who's always going to be consistent in your life. You. So you're always alone. But if you have the Holy Spirit within you, God is always with you. He's always close to those who call on him. So it's like this balance of both. It's like you're always alone. You're never alone. And then there's the in-between where, like, humans come into the mix, right? So, like, always alone is it's just you and anyone could come and go at any time. Like, there's no controlling other humans and what happens in life. And then there's God, where it's like, he's always going to be there. He's always there when you call on him, but he's less tangible, you know? So in the in-between is what you've got right now. And there are some things that you just need to have regardless of a relationship. So friendships, okay? And I mean real friendships. You need to spend intentional time getting around other people who share your values. If you are a Christian, you need to have your closest friends be fellow believers. Because then when you start going down these paths of weird decisions, of things that you know are just leading to a life that God did not design for you, you've got people to call you up and go, hey, what the heck? What the heck, man? What are you doing? This is not okay. Like, you have accountability. You have people who are going to ask you the hard questions about things like, you know, purity and pride. They're going to keep you in check with your intentions on, like, oh, why did you say this? Oh, this is probably not something that, you know, your reaction in this situation was not out of love. You were reacting out of selfishness. You need that. Whether or not you're in a relationship, you need good friends, because that's also part of what makes life worth living too. You need to be in community. You need to have some sort of relationships and friendships, those good friendships that, like, you can tell them anything and they're not going to judge you. They're maybe hold you accountable, but they're not going to make you feel bad for just, like, being another human being. Then you can do that for them. You can love your friends. You go through the different five love languages and love on your friends. That's one of the purposes of life, is to get to know other people. You need relationship. Humans are designed for relationship. Now, that doesn't have to be a romantic one. So there's that. And then developing your hobbies and your interests. I used to be a person who, like, didn't have many hobbies. Well, I guess I turned one into a podcast, which this, you know, talking about this stuff and how people behave and just, like, the different workings of, like, our thoughts and how we can rewire our thoughts towards being confident rather than being insecure and all of that. So, like, the podcast is kind of a hobby of mine, but I didn't have a lot of hobbies. You should have a hobby that challenges you creatively, intellectually, and physically. Hey, it's Rebecca. This isn't for everyone, but if you're just like, I'm so done fighting against my body, like every morning waking up and feeling like I just need to deal with this body again today, and you've tried all the other things, you've done the things that everyone else is telling you that you need to do. If you're just like, this freaking sucks. Like, I shouldn't have to live like this. I don't want to wake up in the morning with these same thoughts. I am so over all of the people telling me to love my body. What does that even mean? I want an actual plan, actual steps. Someone who's done this. Someone who I can be totally vulnerable with and feel safe. Like, they get my struggle because they've been there and they know how to get out of it. They know how to get through it without just shoving it down and pretending like it doesn't matter. I want to invite you into my one-on-one coaching program, because that is where you get someone who can see the blind spots that you are completely unaware of. Someone who can repeat your thoughts back to you in a condensed way that makes sense so that you can actually work through them and move forward. If this is something that you're like, oh, that sounds like me, go to RebeccaBiggie.com/coaching. That is how you get started. That is the gateway into what would be private coaching with me one-on-one. It's not for everyone. Not everyone needs a one-on-one body confidence coach. But if you want someone in your corner, if you want that support, if you want to feel like there's somebody on your side to change the way you think when you wake up in the morning, to change how you feel as you're getting dressed, to make normal everyday things like eating and getting dressed and going to work and talking to people and having relationships normal. Because if you think about it, you're hacking your way through the Amazon jungle right now, okay? There's like, everything is in your way. I've created a path. And if you're done hacking away by yourself and you want to just surrender to heal this part of your heart, you know that this is what's been missing, you're invited to walk with me on the path. I only work with a few women every year. To be that person that they can be vulnerable with and share everything that's going on without editing themselves, without censoring it so they don't hurt someone's feelings or whatever. Like, I get everything that you're going through. I've thought all the thoughts that you've had. I've tried all the things that you've tried. So go to RebeccaBiggie.com/coaching, and that's how you get started. Okay, let's get back to the episode. So a hobby that challenges me physically, I like to go rock climbing. Now that it's colder again, I'm doing that more often. I'm getting back into a habit of doing that. It's fun. It's social. And I get to, you know, move my body. It's a pretty good way to work out now and then. So that's something that I didn't do before. I had never gone rock climbing. And when I was single again, I was like, well, I've got to do something with my time. Like, I got to have hobbies and whatever. So it's like, figure out things that you like to do. I had never gone before, but a friend of mine invited me to go, and then it was great. So you need to have the confidence to just try things and realize, like, as you try things, you grow in your confidence, because then you realize, like, oh, this is something that I can do, or oh, this is something that's fun. So that's one thing. I mean, and other ways to, like, challenge yourself creatively. So I don't know, my friends sometimes will get together and we did these like watercolor painting night, and it was really fun. That was a creative thing. I don't do watercolors a lot, but that's something that you could do. Another thing, my friend is she does these like glass blowing classes every once in a while, you know, but it's like a hobby of hers. Other things, I don't know, I like to sing. So singing sometimes is a fun hobby that challenges me creatively. And then something that challenges me intellectually, I mean, that's probably something that I will try to find, is a new hobby that challenges me intellectually. I guess reading is one of those, but I don't know, does that count as a hobby? Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, it probably could, but there could be a better one than just that. I suppose learning how to like edit this podcast and doing all of that, learning how to do all of this stuff has been an intellectual and creative challenge. So there's that. But building out a life, plan trips to go places, like go do things. Like I think sometimes we wait until it's like, oh, well, maybe if I'm like dating someone, then I could, you know, go on that trip and that would be really fun. Like just do it with your friend, do it with yourself, do it with your mom, do it with your sister. Like just plan to do things. Don't wait for the relationship. Or if your husband doesn't want to do something, it's still your life. Like go on the trip with a friend. Go do that thing that interests you even if your boyfriend doesn't want to, like, do it on your own. Like, practice some of these things independently, because you still need to have friendships outside of your relationship. You need to have interests and hobbies that aren't related to that person. Because that's another thing that can happen, where it's like, if when you meet someone, you just kind of take on and adopt all of their hobbies, and or you grow together, and all of the things that you started doing was because they did it. When you break up, you're always going to associate those things with them. So one thing to rebuild your confidence after a breakup like that is to continue to do those things and build new memories that aren't related to them. Because I think the natural thing is, so-and-so really liked, well, I'll just use rock climbing. So-and-so really liked rock climbing, so I'm not going to go rock climbing anymore. And it's like, okay, well, you know what that's going to do? Every time you think of rock climbing, you will automatically associate it with that person and the times that you went rock climbing with them, because you have no other memories to associate it with. So rather than avoiding it, you need to just continue on if it's something that is actually something you like. So if you didn't like rock climbing, don't just keep doing it because they did it. But if it's something you actually like, create more recent memories around that thing, so that when someone brings it up, when it comes up, when you want to do it again, you're not reminded of them. You're reminded of the last time you went. You just need a stronger emotional connection that isn't related to that person. So it's this balance of being independent, having your own identity, but still very much being in open to or in a close relationship with someone else. So the main reason why is because then, especially when you are in like the intro dating phase, where like you get to know someone a little bit and maybe it doesn't work out, whatever, you're not riding the emotional roller coaster of your life changing. Like, your life shouldn't change that much if you break up with someone. Like, it really shouldn't. And I realized that, like, you should still prioritize time with your friends. You still need to prioritize your hobbies and your interests. I know that it's easier to just replace everything with this person that is so great and you love them and they love you and it's like amazing and awesome and like, yeah, but if you do that, you are building your whole identity. Everything you do becomes who you are, right? So if everything you do is involved with and related to one person, they become part of your identity. What you do becomes who you are. So if you only spend time with one person, if you only build your life around doing things with one person, they're going to become part of your identity. And then if you break up, your identity takes a hit, your confidence takes a hit, and you're just like needing something to replace that. But if you build these hobbies outside of the relationship, if you build these goals, if you build these ideas of what you want your life to look like, and you have your own picture that's, you know, a loose structure, you obviously can't control what your life ends up looking like. But if you have a path, you can easily invite someone to walk alongside you on that path. But what you don't want to have is them giving you like a piggyback ride down this path, taking you wherever they go. That's what you don't want to have. It's two people walking down a path, figuring it out together, deciding where they're going to go. And if you two both have a similar destination in mind, you can walk together for a long time. But if you're heading in completely different directions, you're going to lose sight of your destination as you're following theirs. And the other part of that is that being in a relationship is not the thing that completes you or fulfills your worth as a woman. it's very possible to have a fulfilling, built-out life without a husband. You can have friendships and love and purpose and impact and meaning without a romantic relationship. If you know how to love people well, it's so much fun to love people. And it doesn't have to be all focused at one person. I realized all of my love, I have a very deep capacity for love. And I realized that I was just channeling it all towards the person I was in a relationship with. And so when I got out of that relationship, I was like, well, I have all this love. Like, I want to love somebody. Like, who do I love? Like, who do I love if I'm not in a relationship? And I just felt like God just told me, like, love the people around you, you idiot. Like, obviously, God doesn't talk to me like that. But that was just kind of like, God was like, love the people around you. And then I was like, oh, duh, Rebecca. Like, love the people in your life. God puts people in your life for a reason. And if he hasn't brought you the person you're going to marry, love the ones that he is putting in your life. Love them well. And love all of them. That's the caveat for the people in a relationship. Like, love your friends better. Love your family better. Are you putting all your love energy towards your romantic relationship? Because if you are, that's not great. Like, that's not, you need to balance out the direction of where you're putting that focus. It needs to be a balanced, diverse portfolio. You need to diversify your love and relationship portfolio so that if, and this is true with outside of romantic relationships too. Like, what if your best friend moves away? Guess what? That happened to me. My best friend moved away. A few months later, I broke off my engagement. I moved to a new city. I couldn't bring my dogs with me. I was totally and completely alone. I had put all my relationship money into two baskets and they left. So you need to diversify your relationships. Like, you need to build out strong friendships with more than just one person. Or if you have a lot of really like surface level friendships, you need to go deep with a few more people so that if someone moves, I mean, I guess I don't always have to use the example of someone dying. That's, I always like to go to the extreme because it helps me put things in perspective. But if someone moves away, what are you going to do if your best friend moves away? Do you have other people you are close with who you can be like, no, well, I'll still be good. Like, I'll still have people. If you don't, then start looking for them. How can you strengthen other friendships? Where can you find more people to be friends with? You don't want to feel like you have to be friends with someone or you have to continue dating someone because you don't have anyone else. You shouldn't be in relationship out of desperation or because you feel like you don't have a choice or you feel like you're going to be totally alone without that person or your world would be shaken if one thing changes, if one person changes, if one situation is suddenly different. How much are you shaken? That is what you get when you build a life outside of a relationship. And it's a better way to live because you're not so focused on being worried about things changing. You are prepared for things to change. You're actually expecting things to change. And you're just enjoying every day as it comes rather than fearing the day that the things you have right now may not be there. So I want to thank you so much for taking 20 minutes today to listen to this podcast. If this message resonated with you, I bet it would resonate with a friend of yours. So share a link with them to this episode. It's pretty easy. You just tap the little share button, copy the link, and text it to them. And I will see you right back here next Thursday for Confidently Chic.